This is Ozarks at Large. Friday, July 11th, Jonathan Story will sit down at the new Boston Piano inside Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. He's decided to play Schumann's Etudes, a multifaceted 19th century work that is a dizzying collection of tempos and variations. He'll also perform Bach and Mendelssohn on the church organ that night. Earlier this month, Jonathan came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play the Schumann on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano. Normally, we talk to our Friday musical guests first, then hear them play after that. But for this visit, Jonathan lit up the keys for the entire Schumann before sitting down for our conversation. Here is the final portion of his performance.
Thank you.
I should tell people, you are literally perspiring.
Yes, I am. I've just expended more energy than I do in P90X yoga. So quite a workout.
How do you select what you want to play for people?
I try to balance inspiration with what I consider would be beneficial for my technique and my musicianship. And I felt like in playing the Schumann Symphonic Etudes that I had found a piece that would do both. One that has moments of great beauty, moments of bombast, and, you know, was very inspiring, but at the same time would develop me more as a pianist.
There are more moments of beauty and bombast, and sometimes they're smack dab against each other.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, not from a technical point of view, but from a mental or emotional point of view, is that difficult?
You start with the approach towards this piece that, of course, it is basically a theme in variations. And so there are short episodes, some lasting 30 seconds or less, the longest being 4 minutes, which is the finale. And you just have to be able to create those emotional, differing emotional moods that are portrayed in the piece. And in doing so, you have to draw upon, for me, I have to draw upon some of my own experiences in my mind and in my heart, really.
Are they the same? I mean, the same experiences you're drawing on when you play for me in here as they will be when you perform in front of an audience?
I think that they're similar because when I walked in here today, my conviction was that I would just focus. Whatever else I did, I would focus, and I would completely focus on the music. Now, a couple of times, and I love your studio because we have windows that look out, and you can see the sun, and you can see people walking by. A couple of times, I even noticed a couple of people walking by, but my mind didn't even go there. I was so focused on the music.
It makes sense that you like yoga, then.
Mm-hmm.
On the surface, it would appear that there's a similarity, the focus.
Sure. The level of focus required for playing a piece like this is often achieved by the type of focus, meditation that you have in yoga and really some other forms of working out.
Now, you just played it through for me. I know that sometimes pianists, when they're getting ready, will just play certain parts over and over again. Do you do that?
I do, every day. In fact, the third to last variation is considered to be the hardest of all of them, the most difficult. And my wife will tell you that at 7 every morning, I get up and go in the music room and I start with that. I play it 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Just over and
over. Over and over, 88 on the metronome, 90, 92, 94, 96. If I miss a note, I go back. And I do that with each one of the variations.
It looked to me as if you were really having a good time. Mm-hmm. You were enjoying it.
I was. In fact, I enjoy playing this piece more than I've ever enjoyed playing anything.
The first time you and the piece met, did you enjoy it?
It's complex, actually.
Yeah.
It's not everything that is so amazing about this piece you can see on the surface. You have to really dig, and you have to overcome some of the technical challenges to get to the beauty. And I can't say that I have overcome all the challenges yet. It's still a work in progress. But I would say that it was, this piece is, I liked it when I met it, and now I've fallen in love with it.
How did the concert come to be at Good Shepherd?
Well, Bob Mueller and Tess Delaplane, who are both on faculty at the U of A Music Department, are good friends of mine. We worked together back in January on an opera that was put on by Opera Fayetteville.
Which was fantastic, by the way.
Thank you, yes. And, of course, Bob conducted, Tess played in the orchestra. And we sort of renewed our friendship at that time. Now, a little background, they were both my professors in college. Bob was my Theory 4 professor, and Tess was my Theory 1 professor. She put up with me in her Theory 1 class, so I feel like if I have a good performance at the Lutheran Church, then maybe that'll go a long way.
Atone.
But we had talked about the fact that the church recently got a new Boston piano, which is it's a cousin of Steinway, made by the Steinway company. And so Bob said, well, why don't you come over and do a concert at the church? And I've always wanted to play a concert in that room. Beautiful sound, great organ, by the way, and of course, having gone over and played the piano, it's phenomenal too.
Yeah, this will be a piano and organ performance.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I play both instruments. I love both instruments. They're very different. But I'll be playing Bach, Mendelssohn, and Moulez on the organ, and then Schumann on the piano.
You sell homes.
I do.
That's something you do professionally.
Four closings in 4 weeks.
Would, if someone was on the fence about buying a house from you and said, you know what, we've got a piano, we'll buy it if when we move in you come in and christen the house, would you do that?
Of course. I've already promised one of my clients a concert,
okay.
And
yeah.
they bought their house in February. They hadn't called it in yet. So I'm glad they've given me a little time to practice before doing so.
What would you play? What would you play for that?
Whatever they were requesting.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, if they were really lucky and if they were really good clients, I might bring my wife along, who's a great jazz singer.
Yeah.
But pretty much it would be up to them.
Do you guys ever do As Time Goes By?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Sure. Yeah, I'll play it for you if you want me to. That's one of my favorites.
Okay. You strike me as someone who doesn't, you're not jealous either if you see someone play a great piece very
well.
Yeah,
I'm completely happy for people's accomplishments. And, you know, I had a friend back in college who, he was from Detroit originally, came down here to college same time I did. And that guy could play octaves as fast as I play scales. And he was technically flawless, amazing. And never was jealous of him. I'm happy for what other people can do and completely comfortable in my skin musically and with what I'm capable of.
Jonathan Story will perform an organ and piano concert at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville on Friday night, July 11th. The concert begins at 7 and it is free to the public. He'll also be in performance tomorrow night in a concert of a different kind. It's with his wife, Kara, inside Clapp Auditorium on Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville for an evening of standards. Tickets for their concert tomorrow night are $10. This is Ozarks at Large.